Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wednesday morning edition is here, is upon us, and I hope that you enjoyed the New Year's holiday and the time off, the holidays in general, Christmas time, and of course the New Year's celebrations. Everything seems to have gone very, very well. We didn't have any issues, it would appear, in Times Square, as we were talking about last week, so I'm very gratified by that. And of course, also though, our thoughts and our prayers are going out to our friends in Japan, who suffered the terrible earthquake on New Year's Day. We understand that as of now, it looks like some 55 people were killed, 7.6 magnitude quake on January the 1st, all kinds of damage, especially in the town where it seemed to be centered, a town called Suzu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, has just about 5,000 households in it, we understand. 90% of those houses may have been completely destroyed, according to reports. And of course, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to our friends in Japan. And here in Southern California, where we originate from here, we kind of have some idea what a 7.6 quake can feel like. But definitely the damage that we're seeing is just terrible. Luckily, there was not a major tsunami, as we saw many years ago. But at the same time, it is just a very, very tragic situation. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with our friends in Japan as we begin the program this morning. Well, once again, folks, it is Wednesday. We're back, and we had some good time off, but it is a new year. As I said, it is a new opportunity. It's a new day. It's all those factors that go into the anticipation during the holidays. You get a chance to kind of relax a little bit, hopefully, you kind of reform you from Donald Trump. And now it's not just we're saving you from Donald Trump, but now we've got to save you from all of the crazies who would listen to Donald Trump. That's why we're not even going to display his speeches and this kind of thing. So again, it's not about whether or not you personally want to vote for Donald Trump or would decide not to vote for him or would want to vote for him. Because, again, that's up to you, the voter, right? That's what we're all about here in this country. But what I'm saying is that this particular specter that is now overshadowing is the real concern here. And anybody, again, regardless of how they feel about Donald Trump, the man, they need to be concerned, whether Republican or Democrat or independent, need to be concerned that if everything in our republic now will boil down to, are you going to be loyal to the party? Are you going to be, and I mean the Democrat Party, or just, I guess we just could just call it the party, right? Because there can be only one, I guess. You've got to be loyal to the party. If you're not loyal to the party, if you don't parrot what the party says, well, then you might be, you just might be a crazy. So, you know, I'm trying to laugh a little bit about it to kind of demonstrate again the absurdity of what we're facing. So we're going to talk about that some this morning. We've also got a lot of other great news to talk about this morning. We're going to talk a little bit, of course, about the economy. There's a new Fed report out that, again, it shows some good retail sales, and that is affecting stock prices, or can affect the stock prices in not a great way. And then also at the same time, if you're expecting rate cuts anytime soon, well, this might also put the kibosh on that for the time being as well, because the Fed could say, well, the economy is going strong and, you know, we're not going to ease the rates at this point. You know, folks, we can't win for losing, I think. Is the takeaway here. But first, just real briefly, want to bring you up to date here, because Pakistan has now conducted some counter strikes into Iran, right across the border into Iran. This from Fox News. Pakistan conducted a series of military strikes Thursday morning against insurgents operating in Iran in response to a deadly bombing in the southwestern Pakistani province of Balochistan on Tuesday. The Pakistan Army of Armed Forces, rather, completed a series of highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes against Pakistani terrorists in Iran's Sistan-o-Baluchistan province as part of an intelligence-based operation, etc., according to the Pakistan Foreign Ministry Office. Now, we understand that there was lots of reports of damage to residential buildings as well, and of course, this comes on the heels of Iran coming in with what Pakistan is calling an unprovoked attack onto their side to take out some terrorists that Iran believes is threatening to them. But this does represent an escalation. They are now not allowing the Iranian ambassador to return back to Pakistan. They're essentially the same thing as recalling your ambassadors. And in fact, and here's the thing. They just had their representatives, by the way, at Davos. And so what is being talked about now is, why didn't they have an opportunity to discuss any of this if they actually did? And could they have not come to these strikes? And so this is a very good question. Why wasn't any of this discussed or worked out ahead of schedule before these strikes occurred? But it does represent an escalation. There's a lot going on in that part of the world, and it is all kind of connected. So we'll talk about that more as we head through the program this morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Once again, welcome to the Thursday edition. We are coming right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So now, wait a minute. Just hold the phone. Am I reading this right? I got to make sure that I'm reading this right here, folks. Radio host Charlemagne the God is not endorsing Joe Biden in his reelection bid. I don't know. I think that might be the end of everything. So good night, everybody. No, I'm just teasing. Do you remember, by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Welcome back to the program. Thursday edition. We are just really running through this week. I'll tell you that much. And I don't know what it is. Again, I've said this many times, but I'm always tickled by this. I think that the time just goes super fast on the radio show. It just really does. And then all of a sudden, here we are. It's the Thursday edition. Wasn't it just the Monday edition? Yeah, I know it was just a couple of days ago, but it does go very quickly. But at any rate, now, again, do you recall when Joe Biden was on the radio program, The Breakfast Club, I believe, with the host known as Charlemagne the God? And Charlemagne the God was talking with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden basically said, and again, in his words, not mine, he says, if you don't vote for me, meaning Joe Biden, then, quote, you ain't black, unquote. And so I guess I just think, you know, at some point now, Charlemagne the God has now decided that maybe this isn't viable. This from Newsmax radio host Charlemagne the God questioned President Joe Biden's odds of winning the presidential election in November. He says he's not endorsing the 81-year-old Democrat incumbent this time around, echoing others sounding the alarm on Biden's grim poll numbers. Charlemagne told Fox News that several polls have shown Biden losing to former President Donald Trump in the general election. Quote, I think the thing that should scare everybody is when you look across the aisle and you see a guy that's got 91 criminal charges. He's been impeached twice. He's got 4 indictments. How are you losing to that guy? He asked, like, seriously. And again, that's Charlemagne the God's perspective, I suppose. That's his opinion. And of course, you know, when you read it off like that, it's the kind of narrative that certainly the Democrat Party elite wants you to have. But the article continues, Democrats should be asking themselves if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is a winnable ticket, quote unquote, said Charlemagne, adding that Republicans should be pondering the same question. Is Donald Trump still a winnable ticket, he said. I know the polls right now say he beat up Joe Biden in a general election, but I don't know. I really, truly don't know. But here's the deal. And okay, that's a Joe Bidenism. I know every time I say it, I catch myself. Here's the deal, right? People are still resonating and voters are still resonating with Trump, but also the Trumpian policies, the Trumpian agenda that has to do with energy, the economy, national security, immigration. None of this, to me, folks, sounds like dictatorial. It sounds like we're talking about energy, we're talking about the economy, we're talking about national security, and we're talking about immigration. You know, it's just so, I don't want to say funny, because that's not really the word to use, but it is almost pathetic that this whole campaign now as the Democrats are trying to frame it and simply framing it as a fight for democracy, the fight for democracy, and everything else is just a light, right? At that point, everything else is just a light. This is obviously his point of view. But I think what's significant here, the salient portion of this is the idea that he's given up. Pardon me, he's given up on Joe Biden, and I don't blame him. I really don't. And to wit, my earlier statement about whether or not you're for Trump, against Trump, the whole point now should be really talking about the things, because inherent in what Charlemagne is talking about, and I think if we unpack it a little bit, see the Biden-Harris ticket, they're not addressing what's going on in the country. Now, he may be biased against Trump or whatever, but at the very least, on the Republican side at this point, they are talking about the things that matter to people across the country. And, you know, it's not just me talking, by the way. J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon was on hand, I believe, at Davos, I believe. He was quoted on MSNBC as talking about, you know, hey, wait a minute. Now, what about Trump? I mean, was Trump kind of right about stuff? You see, the more that the Democrats continue the we're fighting for democracy stuff, the more people are going to continue to say to themselves, hey, wait a minute. Something else is going on that they're not addressing. And they're going to be looking back at the prior administration, regardless of, of course, there was a lot of chaos because of the Trump personality. And certainly the attacks on Trump and so forth. That is really an existential threat against an administration that you can't do anything about because it's coming right for the media, this kind of stuff. So the media helps to create a lot of chaos. But in the midst of all that, in the midst of all those headwinds, things weren't going so badly, right? I mean, they were actually going pretty good. Let's listen to Jamie Dimon sort of tick some of these things off from an interview on CNBC. Let's listen.
That we are facing a lot of things in 2024 or 2025. And we mentioned Ukraine, the terrorist activity in Israel, the Red Sea, quantitative tightening, which I still question if we understand exactly how that works. I don't think we do. How QE actually worked, what the effect of negative, you know, zero rates was for all this time, and obviously the politics. And you know, and then the Ukrainian war is affecting oil, gas, food, migration. So you have all these very powerful forces that are going to be affecting us in 24 and 25. So if I was the government, I would be preparing for what I'm going to do about that, assuming things aren't good. And I just also want to point out, I wish the Democrats would think a little more carefully when they talk about MAGA, you know, and you, if you travel this country, you know, and the country's unbelievable. We took our bus trip this year, and Leslie Picker was on Spokane and Boise and Bozeman. People are growing. They're hungry to grow. They're innovating. It's everywhere. It's not just Silicon Valley. So we've got this great hand. But when people say MAGA, they're actually looking at people voting for Trump, and they think they're voting, and they're basically scapegoating them, that you are like him. But I don't think they're voting for Trump because of his family values. Now, if you look, just take a step back, be honest. He was kind of right about NATO, kind of right about immigration. Mm-hmm. He grew the economy quite well.
China virus.
Tax reform worked. Mm-hmm. He was right about some of China. I don't like what he did.
No, I said China virus.
Yeah, I understand. When he may have been right. And I don't like how he said things about Mexico. I don't like, but he wasn't wrong about some of these critical issues. And that's why they're voting for him.
I got to tell you, you know, see, this stuff filters through. It's what you do. It's the results that you get. And those results are gettable. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, that one of the things that, now, the Democrats will tell you, I just want to say, when I say the Democrats, the campaign, the Democrat Party elite, because across the country, across the highways and byways, you have Democrats who did actually vote for Donald Trump, at least in 2016, maybe not in 2020, but I'm sure many did. But the idea is that they are looking at the results as well. And one of the things that the party elite and the Biden campaign, they want to make this about the, you know, fighting for democracy. But what they also want to sort of put a smokescreen around is the fact that there were results. They're not willing to get those results for you. I think we need to really, really drive that point home. They are not willing to get you the same results. Are they gettable? Sure, of course they are. But they don't want you to have them. I think that is so important, my friends. They do not want you to have the kinds of results that are going to really spell success for you and your family, for your community, for your state, for your country. Because it goes against, it flies in the face of their fundamental political viewpoint. And that's one of the reasons why they keep saying, well, it's going to be an authoritarian regime and this kind of thing. And I think one of the reasons is because they want to actually be the ones to tell you what you're going to live with, right? Not what you're going to be able, hey, here's the environment, go achieve. Nope, what it is, it's you're going to live with this, you're going to like it, and if you complain, well, we'll just call you one of the crazies. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More than 105 million Americans being affected by dangerously low wind chills with an Arctic blast sweeping across the United States. The National Weather Service still has wind chill advisories or warnings for today in effect for 26 states. Senator Ted Cruz has faith in the system of democracy, and he believes the people of Iowa have spoken loud and clear by making former President Donald Trump the winner of the Iowa caucuses. It might cost you less if you overdraw your bank account under a proposal announced by the White House today, the latest effort by the Biden administration to combat fees. It wants to lower them to as little as $3, taking the pressure off the American consumer. Corey Myers, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy.
It is the Thursday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. And I'll tell you, and I don't mind saying it a lot here on this show, and that is, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. And that is not lost on me each and every day as we get ready for the show. As we make sure everything is ready, you know, equipment-wise, transmission-wise, people working behind the scenes. By the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, everybody on AM 930, everybody across the GCN network, and good morning to everybody at GCN. And we appreciate so much what you're doing for the show as you distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And so, again, you know, we are building this program up, and it is really exciting, and it is very exciting to get your phone calls and to get your messages and to you know, kind of build up this community here in the overnights across America, and doing what we do and keeping you informed and trying to provide really the best analysis that we can give. That's really truly a privilege. It's not lost on me or anybody, and we appreciate it. We appreciate you. And by the way, here's a great message. This is from Richard the Marine in his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 53 degrees, raining for the past 5 days. Wow. Have a great evening. Well, thank you. Simplified to you as well, Richard. We appreciate you. And, yeah, 5 days. Yeah, that can get a little old after a while, I'm sure. And we'll be talking more, of course, about the precipitation and rainfall as we head into the fourth segment of the program, where we talk about the national weather. And we play a great song as well that, you know, and it's always fun to pick those out as well. And we do get requests. We appreciate those. And I think we got a couple of good ones this morning as it's almost the weekend. It's almost the weekend. I'll just put it that way. Thursday is Friday Eve. And we're almost there. But all right. So what was I getting at earlier? And that is, well, again, yes, we're glad to be here on the program with you. But this is quite interesting. California, we'll get back to politics here in a moment. California Governor Gavin Newsom here from our state of California. Gavin Newsom killed a bill. This is what the Reuters article says. Gavin Newsom killed a bill that would have banned tackle football for kids under 12, as his veto threat led the sponsor of the bill to withdraw it from consideration on Wednesday. California would have been the first state in the U.S. to ban tackle football for kids, according to the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, though legislatures in several other states have introduced similar unsuccessful bills out of concerns that blows to the head in contact sports can cause brain injuries. State Assembly member Kevin McCarthy, a Democrat from Sacramento, had advanced his proposed ban past a sports committee last week. I mispronounced his name. It's Kevin McCarthy. Not to be confused with Kevin McCarthy, but it's Kevin McCarthy. Advanced a proposed ban passed the sports committee last week, setting up the bill for a vote in the assembly floor. But Newsom, a Democrat widely considered to be preparing for a future run for the White House, announced late on Tuesday he would refuse to sign any ban. He says, "I'm deeply concerned about the health and safety of our young athletes, but an outright ban is not the answer." And I think Newsom's on to something. Believe me, as a father and so forth, you never want to see your kid get injured. And my son did not play football. He played baseball. And a baseball can do untold damage. And unfortunately, in our time of playing the game, we did see that happen on occasion. So it's always very, and that's why, of course, the batting helmet is so important, because I've seen pitches just go right and just hit them in the head, and they weren't trying to do it, obviously, but having that batting helmet is so important, even out when you're running the bases and everything too. So yes, and of course, football. Now, when I was young, when I was a kid, we were growing up in Texas. I played contact football when I was really young. And my brother did as well. He was actually very good into high school. But I'll tell you this: it's a lot of it has to do with the coaching. It has to do with the preparation. It has to do with a real emphasis on safety. And yes, you can have a one in a million shot, or accidents happen, and so forth. But if you know, in a sport like that, you have to have an amazing focus on safety and how to play the game, and literally drill it in to them so that they're always sort of running on muscle memory when they're running the plays and when they go to take down another player and so forth. But at any rate, I don't know. It can be fun, and obviously you need to be careful. That's what you have to do in life sometimes, right? Once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, you know, we'll get to some of the more of the geopolitics here in just a little bit. But again, emphasizing what's happening with what the Democrats are out there to do in terms of creating this notion that, you know, it's kind of like what Joe Biden said: if you're not voting for me, you ain't black, quote unquote, his words, not mine, right? He put that on there as a setup to say, look, I mean, if you even deviate a little bit, you know, you're just not part of the program. And Charlemagne the God, at least at this point, is saying, well, I don't care what you're saying. All right. Actually, the phone lines are starting to light up. Let's go over and let's talk with John in Sarasota. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. You know, I want to allude to something you had said earlier. And while you were saying it, I was thinking the same thing. You know, let's just look at the opposition here, and let's take Donald Trump out of the situation, and let's put anybody else in the situation that has pretty much the same ideas. The opposition, you nailed it. They want to destroy this country. They do not want to make things better for you and I. They do not want prosperity. And when you were saying that, just when you were saying it, I was thinking the same thing as it was you were saying.
Wow, I appreciate that. Yeah, well, you know what they say, great minds think alike.
Maybe I'll have my own talk show and you'll call me.
That's right.
But, you know, think about the opposition. Let's take Donald Trump out of the picture. Let's put Ronald Reagan in there, or let's put anybody else in there, okay? And anybody who wants to do something to make our country great and have prosperity, take that whole party. Everybody in that party wants to destroy our country. So, you know, the thing, I heard Jerry Nadler say something that was just completely chaotic. He said, we need immigrants in this country. Who else is going to pick the fruits and vegetables that we eat? You know, this mentality is amazing. But, you know, I can go on forever. Mm-hmm. But it's not that it's Donald Trump. They're scared of the opposition here of Donald Trump because they do not, you hit it, they do not want us to have prosperity. And no matter who runs, if it wasn't Joe or Camila or any of them, whoever runs on that party will continue the same policies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, blackmailing us for money to fight or to send to Ukraine before we could close our borders is extortion. I don't even think the mafia could extort people like that. So that's my take, Kyle.
Very but cool.
Hit the nail on the head.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Well, that makes my day. It really does. And yeah, it seems like, you know, this is like an end game for them. But I appreciate your comments very, very much. And I'm glad to hear from you and hope that you can call back again real soon. Absolutely.
Thank you. Can I just add one more thing and ask one question?
Sure, of course.
What is the end game to this for those people? What is it they want to achieve?
Well, you
let's
know,
just yeah, let's I, just say let's just say they devastate our country with migrants. Let's just say they do that. Let's just say we're all, you know, the electric cars are no good. Now we're going to be driving horses.
Right. Well, I do think the end game has to do with just total power and perpetuity. And they see their opportunity. But John in Sarasota, thanks again. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kyle.
Take care. All right, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I appreciate the call very much. And we are coming right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Thursday edition.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Over facts. Summer's here and the time's
right for dancing in the street. You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, down in New Orleans. All right.
In New York City.
New York City. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show. And we're glad to be with you. I guess I am pretty happy this morning, despite all the weirdness going on all around us. But no, I'm in a pretty good mood. I hope that you are. And we are approaching the weekend, and that, of course, is a good thing in and of itself. So we hope that you have some great weekend plans. We'll tell you about some of the weather here to expect across parts of the country for the weekend here in just a moment. But right now it's time to play our song of the morning here, at least of this hour of the show, hour number one. And those of you new to the program, we always start out this segment of the program in hour number one and two with a song that, you know, kind of gets you going, gets your blood pumping, keeps you going through the overnight hours. Whatever you're doing, you're driving a truck, you are working a shift, you're law enforcement, you're first responder, you're up late with us. Well, we got to keep you going in some way. And I can't think of a better way this morning than maybe, and we were talking about sports earlier. We're talking about sports. Well, this is actually from an album called Sports, and you already know where I'm going with this, I'll bet. Here's Huey Lewis and the News.
We'll be right back.
way to start your...
All right, we had a little technical mishap there. Sorry about that, everybody. But it's all good, and that's sometimes what live radio is. Sometimes that happens in live radio. But I'll tell you this much, though. I want a new drug, Huey Lewis and the News. And, you know, there's also another version of that. Maybe, I'm sure you might remember, but this was from Weird Al Yankovic, and his version was, I want a new duck. And but at any rate, folks, a little Huey Lewis in the News this morning, rocking us. But unfortunately, sorry for a little technical glitch there. But as I said, that does happen on live radio sometimes. And we move on and we keep going because that's what we do. But next hour, we'll have a great song as well. We got another great one, one that I'm sure you're familiar with. But sometimes, you know, I we like to bring on songs that maybe, you know, are familiar, but they haven't been so overdone, you know, over time, and kind of bring in a lot of times, you know, I like album cuts. You know, sometimes if a favorite artist of mine or something, my favorite song on the album typically isn't the song that was released that is widely known. And I don't know why that is with me, but a lot of times I kind of gravitate to album cuts. And that's just how I am. But at any rate, folks, let's take a look at some of the national weather this morning. We are seeing that rain, by the way, Richard the Marine up there in the central coast of Oregon. I do see all that rain on the radar map right now, and that's coming in off of the Pacific. And it's going to come through the Salem area, so Interstate 5, down towards Corvallis area, and even near Santa Clara and Eugene, you've got some rain just north of there coming across the Interstate 5 right now. You do have rain mixed with snow coming out I-84, coming out of Portland, going east, so be aware of that. We've got a lot of snow up in the northern parts of northeast Montana. Glasgow, that's U.S. Highway 2, by the way. And that is up there, again, in the northern and northeast part of Montana. Snow there. Then coming out of Billings, Montana, if you continue to head on over towards North Dakota, you're going to have snow coming across I-90 there through Hysham. And then you get a little bit out of it until between Miles City near Terry, by the way. That's where the snow is going to continue across. Salt Lake City, looks like we got snow and rain all around that area. Snow on the Logan area. And as you start heading down towards Provo, looks like you got some snow going on there. Looks like our friends in Denver are doing pretty good right now, at least in terms of precipitation or any snow. But we do have snow coming up I-80 coming out of Cheyenne as you head towards Elk Mountain. This is going to be just northwest out of Laramie, by the way, on I-80. So be aware of that. Be careful. Boise, Idaho, what can I tell you? You got a lot of rain mixed with snow in that area. This is going to go down through Mountains Home, Glen Ferry as well. So be careful if you're traversing through that way. And then also it looks like, I want to say this is going to be west of Idaho Falls. Over the border, a little bit into Wyoming, you've got snow coming down through there. Snow to the west of I-25, west of Buffalo, Wyoming right now. So be aware of that. We've also got snow in the Chicago area, of course, right now. We've got that happening on the radar map, and that's going to extend westward into parts of southern Wisconsin. Definitely be prepared for that. A little band of snow going through the middle part of Illinois, and let's see here, and then down into a little bit south of Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland, right? A little south of Cleveland at an area in Canton, Minerva, New Philadelphia in Ohio is where you're getting some snow right now. East Coast, in terms of precipitation at this point, looks pretty clear, so that is good. And a little bit of snow in the central part of Missouri. and this is going to be coming across I-70. So this is going to be in the New Franklin area, I should say, well, Columbia Township. So basically the middle of Missouri, you're going to run through some snow if you're traveling across Missouri this morning. Now let's take a look at the National Weather. National Weather Service says heavy mountain snows for the Northeast and Rockies, bands of heavy lake effect snow continue for the Great Lakes through Thursday with hazardous snow across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic into Friday. Another Arctic blast expected late this week. Well, here we are. It's getting late this week, so it'll probably be coming soon. A storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest this afternoon will continue to spread heavy mountain snows across the Cascades and into the northern central Rockies tonight and into and through Thursday, basically, with moderate to major winter storm impacts owing to high snowfall rates and blowing snow. Widespread winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect. Some freezing rain is possible across the Willamette Valley, Portland Metro, and Columbia Basin on top of what fell there early Wednesday. Along the coast, rain is expected, which could be heavy in spots. Rainfall should expand in coverage into Northern California Thursday and Friday, with localized flash flooding a concern. So there you have it. This is what we're looking at. Southern Plains and Gulf Coast may get a brief break in the cold on Thursday as temperatures rebound to the 60s and 70s. This will be short-lived as another frigid Arctic air mass will once again overspread the eastern half of the country by later this week, although not as extreme as the first wave earlier this week. Daytime highs on Friday across the plains into Mississippi could be 20 to 30 degrees below normal, with wind making it feel even colder, and it's going to spread into the eastern U.S. come this weekend, folks. So be careful out there. Bundle up. We want you to get there in one piece, and we're glad that you're with us. So, you know, get some snacks. We're coming back for hour number two. Hour number one is in the books, and we will see you on the other side of your top of the hour news. Stay tuned to your radio station. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.